Hi, welcome back to Deep Star Talk, and I'm Devani, and how are you doing guys? Are you just fine or great? I hope you guys fine or your career or your journey or your life. Yeah, and today I'm gonna tell you guys about something just happened last night. Anyway, this is about something. Oh no, something. This is about someone that he just come back in my life after a very long time that we didn't communicate. Yeah, I was shocked at that time. I was like, what? He texted me? Yeah. You know, he's like ghost. He come and he gone, he come and gone. Yeah. He really annoyed, right? So, anyway, he looks the same like the old times. Every time he texts me like, how are you, and do you love me, and what do you do, and do you want to marry me, like something like that. As you say, like, what do you mean, what did you do, like something like that. Yeah, he looks the same like the old time, but now I'm 23 and I'm starting to think more mature to react over those things that he did to me. Yeah, anyway, he's my old friend, my really old friend. Like, he is my ex-partner when we were like when we were being athlete. And maybe my friend knew. Maybe my friend will be laugh about what I talk to right now. And you know, he used to say like he always that he loves me. He always say that he loves me. He always that he waiting for me. Oh my god, what a disgusting thing, right? And you know, he was planning something. He was planning something that I didn't even know what the purpose of it. Last night he told to me. But you know, I'm 23, and you know, I don't feel like I don't have any things that I used to have. Like, I don't have any feelings. I don't have any confidence. I don't have any, you know, purpose of something that, yeah. And I'm different. I'm different as a human. Like, since a few years back, after very long time and a very, really long time, all the journey of my life, like my mama passed away, my study stuck, my sister gone, and my career is gone. Like, yeah, I don't have any friends, and my body is very fat right now. And causes of that, I didn't feel I'm not ready to commit to someone because I felt screwed up. I feel, right now, I feel screwed up. Yeah. Yeah. Am I sad? Of course I said. But thank you for me because I still survive, I'm still breathing, and I'm still wake up in the morning, and I'm still finding some money for a job. Yeah. And now what I want to do is I want to focus on fixing my life first, and then I don't know what I want to do in a second, but yeah, hope you understand. Hope you still being my friend, still taking care of me. Yeah, even though I don't feel any fully have that feelings to you, but thank you very much. I'm grateful. I'm appreciative of you. I'm appreciative to you. And yeah, thank you very much to you, someone. Yeah, bye. See you guys. Hope you guys still fine. Hope you guys still happy or sad. Yeah. Just enjoy your life, guys. Thank you. Bye.